Now, if you've ever been out and about in towns, cities, villages, no matter where you are, obviously homelessness has been a long-standing big issue. And with the way of the world at the moment with people's finances, things are not getting any easier. And obviously people are struggling with financial costs and also for somewhere safe to live. There's a local community event that's being set up to take place on the 10th of September, which is going to be called the Big Sleep Out. And joining me on the phone here at Suzy Radio is Hugh Sargent. Good afternoon, Hugh.
Good afternoon. Nice to be with you.
Thank you very much for joining us at short notice. So the event you're organising, the Big Sleep Out, taking place in early September. What can you tell us about what you're planning?
Exactly as you said, cost of living crisis just means that a charity like Renewed Hope supports the local homeless. We're seeing more and more of our guests that are homeless. So we're arranging this event at Old Rogations Rugby Club, as you said, Saturday 10th of September, to raise the profile of the charity, but of course to raise some funds as well. And the idea is just to set up an event that people have a good time. We've got five bands playing, so we've got live music. We're supported by the local brewery in Reigate. We're supported by various other businesses who are providing food, and we've got the Girl Guides coming, we've got the Scouts coming. And the idea is to listen to some music and have a good time, and for those that would like to stay over, we'd love them to stay with us.
Excellent. I mean, it's something that's going to raise a lot of awareness, because I think sometimes people don't realise the situation that people's living situations are in. And as you said, it's raising funds for helping people, as well as, by the sound of things, having a bit of a party in September, which I think once all the kids are back at school, it'd be nice to have something to get involved in, whilst also raising awareness and helping those who unfortunately are in the situation they're in.
Yeah, it should be a really good community event. The idea is to have something for everyone. So it should work for family groups. Obviously, the kids would love the camping side of things and running around the playing fields. It should work for kind of friendship groups, you might call it. And it should work for colleagues. We've got some of the businesses in Reigate. They're bringing the whole office down. So that should be nice. And it should be a really good community event. And as you say, raising awareness of a really important issue.
That's brilliant stuff, and it sounds like you've been well supported by the businesses around Reigate as well. I mean, getting up to the Old Rogations Rugby Club, it's quite a decent venue as well. And it sounds like from some of the bits I've seen here on the screen, sort of live music, you've got a couple of bands up there, food and drink, and a bit of al fresco dining as well.
Yes, absolutely. Again, we've got local providers providing food. We've got breakfast the next morning from a well-known local celebrity chef. And it should be a really cracking night.
Yes,
it should be something there for everyone.
I'm sure we can mention his name if you want to.
He's not
a brand name.
He's not a brand name. Okay, so I'm trying to choose my words carefully. Yeah, Tony Tobin's doing breakfast the next morning, which we're really excited by. He's very kindly come down and offered to do that. He's a supporter of the charity. And there are a number of other local businesses that have been big supporters of Renewed Hope in recent years. And they're supporting the event as well. So we hope to make it a big success. We're capped at 500 tickets. We're heading rapidly towards that number. We haven't got there yet, but we've been putting flyers out. I've been going door to door in Reigate High Street the last few days and talking about the event to anyone that will listen, and people have been very enthusiastic about it. So I'm very optimistic about hitting 500 and really filling the rugby club.
I would say fingers crossed on that one. It sounds like you're making good progress with that. If people want to get in touch with you, or if they can get more details, your website is the best opportunity to get in touch?
Renewedhope.org.uk. They can, if they go on there, that's the best way. They can either call the office or they can email in. In fact, I don't know. My email is hugh@renewedhope.org.uk. I mean, get in touch. I'd love to talk to you, and I'd love to tell you more about the event.
Yeah, that's brilliant. So if there's any businesses that do want to get in touch with them, or if anybody's interested in getting tickets for this event taking place in early September, renewedhope.org.uk is the best website to go to.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the two final things, I guess I'd say, the important thing is you do not have to sleep out. We'd love people to sleep out. Of course, we're a homeless charity, so we'll be encouraging that. But lots of people will come along and enjoy the evening and go home. But we would like to encourage people to buy tickets. So there is an Eventbrite page. If you just Google Renewed Hope, the Big Sleep Out, you'll find a lot of information about there, and you'll be able to buy tickets.
That's absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much, Hugh, for coming on air with us. And good luck for your event. It sounds like it's going to be a good one.
No, thanks very much for your help.
No problem. Thank you.